Knocked me off my feet again. Got me feeling like a nothing you. With your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I wounded you. Picking on the weaker man. Well, you can take me down with just one single blow. But you don't know what you don't know. Someday gotta be so mean. You, with your switching sides and your wildfire lies and your humiliation, you have pointed out my flaws again as if I don't already see them. I walk with my head down, trying to block you out, 'cause I'll never impress you. I just wanna feel okay.
Guess who's back?
Ollie's here.
I know, it's been a little too long, hasn't it?
Woohoo, guys.
Oh, it is approaching finals week, and I am not excited.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go.
How many finals do you have, Kyle?
I only have two. We got a lot of projects, essays.
You know what? I am doing projects. Stuff. Are they film projects?
No. Isn't that over?
Yeah, that is over.
No, I've got two.
If you guys don't know, me and Kyle worked on a film over the last month. It is called, there's a sequel to a film we worked on previously called Wells, and it's a pretty big deal. It was a big accomplishment, I'd say.
I'm proud of us.
I'm very proud of us. How would we be able to show that to them? I'm trying to think about it. I mean, I could post it on the Facebook page, but like I already just posted our like, hey, we're live kind of thing, and I don't really want to like overlap on that. See if there's nope. The channel link is a very bad thing. We'll post it in the.
Yeah, we'll just post it.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's gotten 113 views.
What us?
That's Wells too.
Go us.
That's like
wait, but that just means 113 people looked at the post.
No. The upload is 113.
Oh, you like the YouTube link?
Yeah.
Go us. Okay,
that's
never mind.
Awesome. So, yeah, wow. That was a big deal. Wells, the first Wells is 29. Oh, what? Wait. Wells 1 is includes in copyright content?
How is that even possible?
Copyrighted content was found in your video.
What content?
The claimant is allowing their content to be used in your YouTube video, however ads might appear on it. What? Monetized? Oh,
is it Wells?
It's yeah. Monetized by owner? That's not somebody's. All right, I'm not going to dispute it. At least they're letting us keep it on there and they're monetizing it. That's annoying. Not really much we can do about that. I hate YouTube's claim system, and so I'm not going to fight them on it. I'm also just glad they didn't do that to Wells 1 or Wells 2.
True.
For now. That's so aggravating. Oh, well. Nothing we can really do about it. I'm just going to leave it be. We've got a pretty good show on our YouTube channel, though.
That's good.
Or my YouTube channel.
Hey.
It's got my name. It's my name's...
God damn it, Ellie.
Hey, I'm the one who posted all of them.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. That's true.
But you guys can always link to it.
Actually, technically, I posted Teddy. I have the real version of Teddy. You
can
have
I get
the fake
that?
Version of Teddy.
Can I get the real version?
Yes.
Because, like, it's collaborative stuff. Yeah. Also, the Squaw. Stupid Squaw Productions. That was just a dumb idea.
I don't disagree. From the very get-go, I was like, what's going on here, guys?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was dumb. Anyways, let's get back to music.
I like music.
I'm going to throw another song on.
Okay.
If you guys can tell, the Tay Tay Swift is mine. It's not something that Kyle's into because it's post the 80s.
Yeah, but, you know, as Tay Tay goes, that was
as Tay Tay goes. Wow, I'm like really tired right now. I've had one insane week.
It makes two of us.
Yeah, shout out to my parents right now. They're having a struggling time. We lost my grandma this week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's been a rough week. It was very quick, and we didn't really see it. Like, it was way too soon. So, yeah. It's been a challenge for all of us this week, and they're up in Arizona at our memorial right now. So, thoughts go out to them. Hope that it's going to be a challenging week for everybody. And then this next coming week is also going to be challenging for everybody. So, all of you guys out there at the finals, we hope that our music tonight can calm your guys' nerves, maybe take out all a little bit of the anxiety of the week.
Yes.
That being said, we're going to play some David Bowie.
Let's do it.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love lift be off. With you. Sure.
And we're back. That was some great David Bowie right there.
I felt like I was escaping.
So Colin and I have decided that is the goal for tonight. We're going to help you escape from your homework.
Yep.
That doesn't mean you don't do it, though.
Do it. Don't be me. Don't be me and put it off the last minute like I'm doing right now, but being here.
I'm spacing out. What's the next song, Kyle?
The next song is some Stevie Wonder.
Oh,
and we got it. Higher Ground.
Oh my God! Can we play the Red Hot Chili Peppers version?
Can we do Stevie Wonder first, and then do the Red Hot Chili Peppers version?
Can we do Stevie Wonder, a different Stevie Wonder song, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers version of Higher Ground?
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Me bullying Kyle into not playing the song you wanted to play.
Okay. We got another song ready. Right. Another Stevie Wonder song.
Woo!
We're just gonna play. Let's go.
Only one.
Yeah, let's talk a bit. Sounds good. All right. What's the next song?
The next song is some Michael Jackson.
Sounds like a plan, because Public Enemy is coming on my screen, and we're not allowed to play that.
Yeah, that's
so let's throw some MJ on right now. Here's Michael Jackson.
We'll be right back.
I turned to stone.
When you walk home.
All right, this next song is a surprise for Kyle, but I'm about to get some food. Not in the studio, though.
Oh, good boy.
But this next song is a surprise for Kyle, so I'm just going to, like, leave the mics on, and he can turn them off.
Cool.
At his own leisure, and let him react to the song I'm about to play.
What's happening? Oh, okay.
Shows you.
Alright, I'm done with that.
I'm glad you're done with that.
The next song is one we've played for you before last year when it first came out. Because it's a hard thing because I don't consider these guys in my favorite bands because they've transcended bands for me and become a cultural thing that me and my friends are kind of like in love with.
Okay. Okay.
So it's this band called Ninja Sex Party.
What now?
Ninja Sex Party.
Oh.
They're awesome. Okay, don't question it. But the problem is all of their music is explicit and can't be played on the radio.
So why are we talking about them right now?
Because we're going to be playing a selection from their cover album, Under the Covers.
Okay.
And this is the song. This is a cover of a Tears for Fears song.
Oh, God.
It's Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Oh, God, no.
But it's from the only album we can play, which is Under the Covers.
Okay.
So
it had to be Tears for Fears.
Yeah, but okay. At least Under the Covers is a little more relatable. But it's like, listen to the lead singer, Danny Sexbang. His voice is amazing. And I mean, it's good music. It's enjoyable music, and it's something that
Danny Sexbang
and
can
his
we soak that in.
And he's the lead singer, and he's accompanied by Ninja Brian.
Ninja Brian,
who plays piano.
My freaking goodness! Let's just get out of it then.
Come to your Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home.
Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Hills.
That was Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with Hollywood Nights.
All right, we're going to round off the show. Thank you guys for sticking with us for the small portion of this year that we hadn't ended up actually being on the radio. But we'll be on the radio all of next year.
Yes,
right?
We will.
Next semester. We will. Wow, I totally had a song I was going to play. Give me a sec. I will re-find it. There we go.
He's got it. He's got it. We're going
to
do it.
I'm going to say something before we go. Thank you all for listening to Cranberry Juice Cocktail, the Redux, this year. To round off the year, I'm going to tell you, we write sins, not tragedies. Thanks for listening, guys.
Peace out.
imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding! Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame! What a shame! The poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of voice and rationality. I chime in, haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of, well, in fact, we'll all look at it this way. I mean, technically our marriage is saved.